Welcome to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass. For the next few minutes, Jeff will read the Word of God and then lead us in a time of prayer. Here's Jeff.
Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants you have ordained strength, because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him, and the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Lord our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Let's pray. Father, we come before you today with hearts of praise and thanksgiving. Like the psalmist, Lord, we praise your holy name for being Lord of Lords, creator of heaven and earth, and sustainer of all. We stand in awe at the universe which you have created and placed us in. To the psalmist, you have given him the moon and the stars to gaze at. To us, you have given us science which has produced the Hubble telescope, allowing us to gaze even deeper into your expanse and even farther into infinity, revealing even more incredible wonders impossible to be seen with the naked eye. Father, we are humbled by the majesty of your creation, by the glory of your expanse, by the reality of infinity. Speak to every heart, Lord, through the undeniable reality of the created universe. You have created the universe for us to look at, to marvel at, and to ponder our individual significance within it. Who are we, O Lord, to look up, shake our fists, and say, "There is no God"? Who are we, O Lord, to say that we will enter your heaven, our way? Not only have you glorified yourself, Lord, in the creation of the universe, but from the dust of the ground you created man, and from man you created woman for the purpose of worship and fellowship. Impress upon our hearts, Lord, that you have created us individually, uniquely, and that you have given us breath. Your mercy sustains us every day. Despite our sin, despite our failures, despite our separation from heavenly bliss, your grace abounds. You are the God of forgiveness and the God of reconciliation. Throughout the ages, your forgiving hand has been outstretched to sinful man, simply for the taking. You, O Lord, have provided the sacrificial lamb to pay the penalty for all our sins, the Lord Jesus Christ. Place in our hearts, Lord, the knowledge that Jesus Christ, who is God in human flesh, paid with his life a price we could never pay. Give us unwavering faith, O Lord, that God raised him from the dead, resulting in our salvation and leading to lives of holiness and godliness. How excellent is your name in all the earth, O Lord. Amen.
You've been listening to A Time in the Word and A Time in Prayer with Jeff Glass, sponsored by the Hand in the Storm Ministries, Box 53559, San Jose, California, 95153. We encourage you to go to our website at thehandinthestorm.org. Our prayer for you today is that the Lord would move your heart to spend time with Him in the Word and spend time with Him in prayer. Thank you for spending these few minutes with us, and know that your generosity, your contributions to this ministry, will be used to the honor and glory of God.